Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. This is the Zabecast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go! Churchill!
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. Wow, look at that setting. Where are you?
Oh, you are looking live at the magnificent Maddie's Bar and Grill and the big backyard, which has a tumbotron of how many inches, Maddie? Or is it measured in feet?
18 feet.
Jeez.
Man built that. Look at that, Homer.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang,
oh, I got the fireworks to the thumbs up.
Hey, imagine playing, you know, your video games on that screen.
Oh, I would love that. And I can't even imagine what would happen to my many, many OnlyFans accounts. That would be just epic. 18 feet.
Gosh. Holy 18 feet of OnlyFans. That'd be pretty good.
Foot fetishing worship right there.
Oh, that's your jam, huh? We now know
the duration of this podcast, it is.
And can we see we're having a little...
Somehow my voice is trashed, as we say. Okay, good. Very good. So it is the Zabecast live from the Guillotine League Whiskey League Draft 2024. Charge is like an accountant on April 14th. He is so busy right now. And all I'm doing is fucking up left and right, adding work to his already stressful life. I got the time of the draft wrong.
True.
I'm insisting on doing a manual draw of the order because none of you assholes trust me. He's like, well, just let the system do it. I go, nobody's going to trust me. Mr. X, who you'll hear from tomorrow on the Zabecast, is going to get it from me directly. I get a text from Mr. X that says, who's going to say something with a gif of crickets going chirp, chirp? And I said, what do you mean by this? He goes, oh, wrong thread. I thought I looked at the draft order, didn't know that you were drawing manually. My name is number one on the draft order.
Yeah.
Because I had it set to draw manually. So Mr. X thought, oh, Zabe's cheating again because he drew the number one pick.
Again.
Fuck him.
Wow. Again.
I mean, this is the same
your name is listed right now, but there's nothing. I will reiterate this. There's nothing more random than letting the system assign it. Even I could not cheat my way out of that. That is the most random way to do it. And you can take out all of the drawing and all that other stuff if you want to by just letting the system do the manual.
All right. For those that don't know, Big Mike is with me today, my wingman. How you doing, Mikey?
Good, boys. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on board. Speaking of random, do you know how they produce? You probably know this, Church, because you're a super nerd. Do you know how they produce random, truly random numbers when they have to have a random number?
I know.
It is. Yeah. Go ahead, Charge.
I know one company that has decided that there is no mathematical way to be purely random. So they set up like 100 lava lamps.
Ding.
And
ding. Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yes.
Yes.
They set up 100 lava lamps and they monitor these lava lamps' movements to generate random numbers.
They have cameras focused on a wall of lava lamps, and they pull an algorithm based on the bubbles with the measurements of the bubbles, because that's truly random. You tell a computer to do a random number, it can't.
But the bubbles,
it's a computer. It can't produce true randomness.
But when the lava lamps get hotter, the bubbles go faster.
They have a temperature-controlled room.
All right.
I mean, they've thought, look, the nerds have thought of this. If they wanted something truly random, they should have maybe, you know, done something based on Derrick Henry's fantasy output week to week. That's pretty
two
random.
Two shows on Saturday. Tip
and here we go. All right. So, Church, we're going to talk a little bit of fantasy today, but I want to talk mostly NFL, just general NFL.
Yeah,
I sent out an assignment for you guys. Charge politely declined, saying, I'm too fucking busy. Don't assign me shit.
And I said, lucky he's
no
right
problem.
Now. We're lucky he's here right now.
I know. And he's very calm for being a guy who should be at wit's end. But I sent it to you as well, Mikey. And I said, let's create an NFL prop shop. So in other words, props that we make for the NFL season. And I've got a few to start. These just came into my head. All right. You ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Prop number one, over under number of games Taylor Swift attends in 2024.
Ooh. Chiefs games, I assume.
Let me see. Where did my text to you guys go here? Okay, here we go. Yes, here it is. Over under on games attended 2.5.
Over.
2.5. Over.
Way over. Are we talking about September games
or
for
all
Taylor Swift?
All football games for Taylor Swift.
It's going well, how does she
only... Why is it going way over? How do you know that she didn't get out of this relationship what she wanted and he got out of it what he wanted? He just got a $100 million podcast deal.
Yeah.
I got a free pizza from Maddie. Actually, 10% off pizza from Maddie. Yeah. Maddie, can I have 10% off, please? Thank you. Okay, so you're saying way over. Okay, next prop bet in the Zabe prop shop for 2024. At the end of the season, what is the most likely situation for Kelce and Swift? You ready?
Yeah.
Engaged, minus 180. So that's the favored position that they're going to be engaged. You know, my colleague Brian Butch says, oh, they're going to make babies. They're in love. This thing is going all the way.
They're not married. They can't make babies.
No, but they're gonna be. Okay. Broken up is plus 220. On a break at the end of the year is plus 400 in the Zabe prop shop. And minus 110 will get you same as before. That they just kind of float through the year and they're the same as before.
Where's
how do we know if they are on a break?
Pregnant is plus 10,000,
right? No chance.
When she gets pregnant, her career is over. It's
you
over.
Think, you think sell Travis, another record. You think Travis Kelce has swimmers?
I would imagine he's fertile. Yes.
I would think that would be the case. Here's the thing. We won't know. They're not going to issue a statement that says we're on a break. They're either going to break up or keep going.
Their publicists do that, Charge. That's how it works in Hollywood. Yeah. The publicist tells People magazine, Travis and Taylor are on a break right now. They're trying to figure out how their complicated lives fit together. That's how it works. God, I can't believe you guys have never read the tabloids before. Okay.
Do I get to place a bet on this? Can I wager
yes.
this or not?
Okay. Yes.
I believe they are. Well, first, I'm still not fully convinced that this is not a dating of convenience, financially motivated dating scenario, which has been was what I said all along. But I will acknowledge that I've pretty much dropped that line of reasoning because they've spent the whole offseason apparently still together, right? And they've lost a lot of their financial motivation, seemingly lost some of their financial motivation over the last 6 or 7 months. I assume that's the case anyway. He got his $100 million, which is that's great money, without a doubt. However, I gotta believe nothing's gonna change in season. They know the schedule, they know what they're doing. If they've gotten to this point, they may as well play out the season because they get the whole rest of the publicity that they can only get during the NFL season. There's too much financial reason to stay together. They're going to stay together through this season.
Okay. All right. Next up, who gets benched first? Jacoby Brissett minus 240. They've already admitted he's basically placeholding for Drake May.
Yes.
Okay. Russell Wilson minus 300. Dangerous. Bo Nix minus 600 in the Zabe prop shop. And if you want to go on a wild hair, Caleb Williams minus 10,000 to be the first of those four to get benched.
I'm going to say this for the record, and Charge is probably going to tell me I'm crazy. It will not be Bo Nix. He's the best quarterback in this draft.
Wow.
Talking about?
He's been drinking the Bo Nix Kool-Aid since he saw him last year.
What?
I went and watched him at Auburn.
Yeah.
Watched him in Oregon. He played in 2 pro-style offense. I think he's going to be the best one in the draft. I do.
Wow.
I think Caleb Williams is a bust.
I think Caleb Williams is a bust. I would like to raise the entry fee of this league.
Okay.
Okay. Any takers on those props, Charge?
I think you said great job on the odds making, by the way, setting the line very, very well. The everybody assumes Drake May is going to be in very, very quickly because we all know that Jacoby Brissett is always and ever will be is just placeholder quarterback. But I think that the Patriots know that this is a lost season. They gave away Matthew Judon, their best defensive player, for a third round pick. Yes. And so why ruin Drake May by bringing him in behind a bad offensive line on a bad team and get the game pounded out of him? I think they might have the self-awareness that 31 other NFL teams don't, that this is a lost season for the Patriots and that they shouldn't ruin that kid. So I don't think he's going to be the first one off the board that gets replaced. And I don't know that it'll be Russell Wilson either. Can't be Bo Nix because there's nobody behind him. Who is the fourth quarterback?
Caleb Williams on a flyer. I could have listed a lot of guys. Yeah. I could have said Jaden Daniels as a rookie for the Commanders. I think he'll get hurt before he gets benched. Yeah, go off the board. First starting QB to be benched.
Derek Carr. Derek Carr for Spencer Rattler. That is a possibility.
Gardner Minshew in Vegas.
Yeah, that's another possibility, right? Because he only got named starter like 2 weeks ago.
Problem is, Aiden O'Connell sucks balls.
He does.
Now, not like Spencer Rattler doesn't suck balls as well. So both New Orleans and Vegas are trapped in really bad situations.
Quarterback hell.
Yeah, they know both guys stink. All right, how about this for a wild card? Could Baker Mayfield get benched?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Could Deshaun the molester Watson get benched?
Well, which bench we're getting him benched on.
I'm just saying, I'm playing bad.
Are you referring to a bench not arrested?
No, right. Not talking about that.
Or a massage bench.
All right, moving along. We got other props. Will Tom Brady rejoin a contender midseason? Could be complicated because they would require him to divest in the Raiders. And they're already not letting him talk to opposing coaches as part of his prep work for Fox. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Because he's an owner, because of the Spygate thing.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know Spygate factored into that. I can see the ownership angle though, which makes a ton of sense. I mean, he's clearly conflicted at that point. And
all right, so no on coming back and rejoining contender -500, -1500. Yes, is +3000.
-1500 is good money. I'll take that.
Okay. When will the NFL change the new kickoff rules mid-season? Yes, -220. No, +150. They've already threatened. They've said, look, we can change the rules anytime we like. And they don't know how this thing is going to play out, Charge. They're not sure. We haven't seen teams really tip their hand as to what their strategy is going to be. And it's possible the strategy is just kick it into the end zone and take it at the 30.
And that's the scenario where they change the rule. If everybody just gives up on this whole thing and just keeps booming it out of the end zone like everybody does, then they'll end up making some change to this thing to try to get the ball in play. Because effectively what's happened is it's a non-play at this stage, right?
Right.
It's a no play. And that's, you know, that is absolutely possible that it ends up working out. It works out that way. Yeah.
Okay. So you're on the yes on that one.
Yeah.
Number of current NFL players, not former, current, to get shot this season. Too soon. Wow. This off the Ricky Pearsall near tragedy in San Francisco. By the way, this illegal alien had been busted 3 days ago. 3 days before this in Central California with a gun, and they let him out.
And?
Just saying. I know it's craziness, but still. So the over-under in my prop shop is 1.5.
Well, there's still a team in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Over.
Over. You're going over. All right. How many current NFL players shot this year?
During the season.
Let's hope the under hits. Let's hope it's at zero, please.
Yeah, do I get the full playoffs? Can I add an addition? Can I go through February on this, or is this only to week? Only to week 18?
Yes, but that's -130. That's weighted.
I'm gonna hope that these guys are too busy to get shot during the season.
Well, I mean, Pearsall was going to an autograph signing middle of the day. He wasn't like alone either. Wasn't at night. If it was 2 a.m., it's 2 a.m. middle of the day. Okay. Last one of mine, then Mike's got some. First thing to happen this year amongst the following possibilities. Ready? Tua concussion, Caleb Williams sideline argument with a coach or a teammate, Saquon Barkley leg injury of some sort, a knee, a hamstring, an ankle.
All right, below the waist injury.
Dan Campbell loses game on idiotically aggressive strategy. All those are -110, so pretty much standard money with a little vig on it. And then you can bet a +500 on all of the above.
Oh,
will happen.
Oh.
Will happen at some point this year.
I need better odds than +500. I mean, that's not a good parlay right there. I'm
correct. What would be the proper odds on a four-way hypothetical parlay?
It's 10-1.
Yeah, but it's even higher because
these are unlikely things to happen, right?
Oh, that's true.
Well,
you mean you know, it'd be 10-1 if they were all like coin flips.
Tua concussion is as likely as the sun coming up. He went a whole year without one.
He did
last year. He's fucking due.
The casino host in the audience says it's a true 10-1.
True 10-1. Thank you, Oaksy. Appreciate it. Okay, so those are my props. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Mikey, you're next up.
I got five quick ones, but
five.
I know. Well, I did a little research, kind of, sort of. All right. One, what week this year will Mike McCarthy get fired? Over under week 9.5?
Ooh. I think the Cowboys are going to be good.
Ooh. That's, I think, the Eagles thinking.
Well, the division's wide open. The Commanders are severely flawed. Daniels is going to look great at times, but they have a weird mismatch of talent and assets, and they're going to still be bad defensively, even with Dan Quinn. So they're out. The Giants are going to be abysmal. They're out. And I'm not buying the Eagles at all. I'm not buying them at all.
They, why not? What's wrong with the Eagles?
Two most important guys, Cox and Kelsey, are gone. And nothing's going to – basically, Hurts has matured into the highest version of himself. And he won't get any better. They got A.J. Brown, who's getting a little bit slower and a little bit less dynamic. And they get Jahan Dotson. Get out of here.
But if Barkley's healthy for 17 weeks, look out.
Saquon Barkley is a great bubblegum card. He's a guy you know. As an effective runner, though, he's just a back. He's not a game tilter, not a game changer. So
yeah, it used to be. Not anymore.
Right.
We haven't seen it. And because the injury sapped the dynamic running stylings out of his game, and unless he reverts to prior form, which very few backs do, some do, then he's never going to be that guy like he was in the old days.
How about this? Sorry. I took a hit of bourbon. I'm
like, he's on fire, Charles. He's on fire.
It's good, by the way. Who runs their way to success in today's NFL anyway? Go ahead. As the kids say, I'll hang up and listen off air. You can't run your way into success. The same Eagle team that shit the bed last year is basically the same, except for splashy additions. New OC and Kellen Moore, new defensive coordinator and the ancient Vic Fangio. Who cares? Now, that could be my former Redskin anti-Eagle bias coming out.
I think it
but
is.
But I am firmly anti-Philly, which makes me positive on the Cowboys by default.
But to Church's point a couple of weeks ago, the team that's going to run themselves a success potentially is the Falcons.
With Kirk.
And Bijan back there helping Kirk stay upright, and he's a young, healthy back. I think the Falcons can run themselves into a lot of wins.
Okay. Well, Falcons could be a surprise team for sure.
They are going to be a surprise team.
All right, so McCarthy, I'm taking the over on that. He will not get fired in the season.
Yeah, I don't think he's. I don't think he gets fired in season. The, you know, for all the many flaws of Jerry Jones, including picking some of the possibly the worst plastic surgeon in America. He is ridiculously loyal.
He's 82. You can't make skin look good at 82. All the plastic surgery in the world ain't going to help you at some point. Okay, next prop, Mikey.
All right, Zay, this one's for you. When will Anders Carlson make a game-winning kick this year over under week five?
Where is he?
He'll land.
Oh, so he hadn't landed yet.
He'll land.
No, he's not even on a team. And he's got to make a – and he's got to hit a game winner, like walk-off winner?
Yeah. Week nine.
All right, that's over
how about
five.
Week, all right. I will take never in his career. How's that?
Right. Okay, how about this? What week will the Packers have to go get another kicker?
Two.
After the Narv dog shits his bed?
Two.
Okay, two.
And will he be wearing number two?
He will. No, he's wearing 44.
No.
A kicker with 44.
The next kicker.
Oh, like Mason Crosby?
There you go.
They're going to bring Crosby back?
Why not?
Because his range is 44 yards.
So what?
On a clear day.
You're not bringing Mason Crosby back.
Listen, I just like getting him riled up about kickers, Charge. This is fun.
Charge, I'm rooting for this kid, Narveson, but the fan base is way too high on him. And they're buying into the hype. And they're like, good, he's done it again. And I'm like, man, he was undrafted. They even looked at him and still didn't bring him in when they could have. They're not as – this is a pig in a poke. And I hope it works out, but everyone's way too high. The karma says he's going to shit the bed. I hope not. Narv dog for the win.
Narv dog.
Nailed it.
All right. Since, you know, Caleb Williams is such an extreme dresser with a lot of accessories, week one, what will his fingernail color polish be opening day? Minus 250 for orange, minus 200 for blue, plus 250 for maroon in honor of USC, or plus 1,000 he doesn't wear any.
Plus 1,000. No nail polish. He's already said he's doing it on his own time because he knew it was going to upset the locker room. He said this during Hard Knocks.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Or not during Hard Knocks. I believe on Barstool's Pardon My Take.
Okay.
Because, you know, Big Cat being a Bear fan is kind of like, you know, easing up into this. So what's with the nails? And he basically said, Charge, yeah, you know what? I'm kind of leaving that on my personal time now. If he starts lighting it up, then I can see the nails getting painted. These locker rooms in the NFL are savage, and
they'll go after him, right?
They don't want this shit, you know? They don't want a quarterback painting his nails. Now, on your prop bets, is there any point at which Caleb Williams comes out and says, I'm that guy?
Yeah. I'm that guy.
You know – guy.
And he's my guy.
I'm just saying, we're due for a badass gay quarterback in the NFL. A really good who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh my God.
All those beards that hung around Green Bay all those years.
Yeah, I ain't going there, but still. We're due. We're due for an openly, proudly gay, awesome NFL quarterback. And I'm here for it if that's the case. But I don't think he's going to be awesome. Has nothing to do with what he likes.
I think Caleb Williams is going to be very good. In fact, he will be the first Bear to throw for 4,000 yards in a season, which is not even an accomplishment in today's NFL, really. But the Bears have managed to fumble that for their entire organizational history. He will hit that, and he will do it with games to spare.
Wow. Okay, better yet, will he throw for 30 touchdowns? Because that's another mark the Bears have never had. Somebody put out a poster on Twitter saying, the last time each team threw for 30 touchdowns had the picture of the quarterbacks. In the Bears spot, it said TBD. And it was a silhouette. Think about that. Somebody posted an obit of a woman who was like 116 years old. They're like, she saw both world wars, saw the invention of the internal combustion engine through rocket ships, but never saw a 4,000-yard Bear passer.
Yeah, which it's by, I mean, that's not even that hard to accomplish anymore. It's that's, you know, most seasons it feels like we get five, six, seven guys that throw more than touchdowns, right?
Well, the Bears have figured out a way to not do it.
250 yards a game.
I know it is, but they suck that bad. Charge, this is where you and I and me and Mike can all come together, Vikings, Packers, and adopted Packer fans, to combine our hatred of the Bears and to clown on the Bears.
Well, it's awful.
Who do you got winning the division, Charge? In the
I've got Lions going to the Super Bowl. So and winning the Super Bowl. They're the best roster in the NFL is the Lions. And I think it just feels, man, they get so much momentum. It feels like they got the right coach. It just, you know, they've got Super Bowl veteran quarterback who doesn't have to do everything. They're so deep in so many places. And the only thing, remember, they were a play away from the Super Bowl last year with like the league's worst secondary. And they put real equity and offseason effort into that secondary. This is the best top to bottom roster in the NFL. And sooner or later, you know, having great players matter. And that's going to be the case here. They put a first rounder and a second rounder into their secondary. They picked up another guy in free agency, Amik Robertson. It's just Carlton Davis by trade. I mean, they had a perfect offseason. Lions are going to win this thing. Packers are going to be close. Bears are going to keep it interesting into December.
All right. Next up, Mikey.
Last one, just because it's on the karma train. Which week will Aaron Rodgers blow out his other Achilles?
Wow. Can you imagine? Is there an athlete that we can pray? Think of? You praying for injuries?
Only one.
That's him?
Number 8 in green.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you guys are bitter.
Why do you hate him so
much?
I thought that was Getter's jam to hate him that much. Why are you on the hate train?
He was all about himself at the end. Let's win MVPs. I don't care if I win. Let's not call the plays the coach wants.
At the end, Getter, did you hear that? That's cute. He was all about himself at the end.
He was all about himself the whole time, but at least there was a better team around him when they won a Super Bowl.
Right.
But he couldn't – he lost when they were 15-1 because he was just trying to do his own thing. He lost multiple games he shouldn't have lost. Seattle, Tampa Bay, count them up. He couldn't do it. Yeah. At least when Favre lost, he was losing to better teams. He was losing to the Cowboys.
You guys are fretting over a game here and a game there that your Hall of Fame bound 14-year starting quarterback had. You're like, oh, remember that? Oh, remember the Seattle game? Oh, that was a bad beat.
Jeez. You know, George, you know why? It's because there's a term here called entitled town. And that is Packer fans who have lived under this warm blanket of quarterback security their entire fucking
not
life.
Not your entire life,
but anyone one generation younger than you, they don't know anything but great quarterback.
I had to watch Jim Delgazzo, Jim Zorn, David Whitehurst.
Jim Zorn was a Packer?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I don't remember that.
Lynn Dickey was the best we ever had until Mikowski. I mean, there were so many. Randy Wright.
I know.
Randy Wright.
I know.
He couldn't win a game at Wisconsin.
I know. But when you ask Charge,
who? Nobody remembers those people.
Rodgers, I would say, here's a good question. Did Rodgers leave a bigger, smellier turd unflushed on his way out than Favre did?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
According to you. Round the horn, guys. What do you think?
No way.
No? Favre's turd was bigger and smellier and clogged the toilet. And ran out of toilet paper to boot. So, toilet clogged, no TP, didn't flush.
Correct. Yep. Ding, ding, ding. That is the winning answer right there. Acrimony for the Vikings. Favre. Acrimony for Favre leaving was humongous. And then it all doubled down when he went to the Vikings. And then he beat your asses twice.
Yes,
it
he
was,
did.
You know, but and he, went to the NFC Championship the game.
But he didn't beat the Saints.
Chargers aware. Chargers aware. Thank you very
much. We've lost six straight NFC Championship games. I'm familiar.
Paul Allen's great call.
All right, Charge, to wind it down here, because we're at about 30 minutes. We got to stop for our fantasy draft. I have a question for you about fantasy football in general. At not even the 30,000-foot level, maybe from the SpaceX level, looking down at fantasy football. You ready?
Yes, bring it.
What is it with people who are otherwise sports fans and football fans who don't just go out of their way to let you know they don't play and have never played, but they flex about it in a way that is borderline embarrassing? What is going on with those people?
They're above it, Zabe. They're purists, right? You know, they're here for the purity of rooting for their one team and breaking down the game their particular way. And us, we're just mercenaries looking for touchdowns, scavenging for touchdowns and the highest bidders. And they feel like this is that we've diminished the game with our enjoyment of fantasy sports, and that they've got the moral high ground because they don't play, and that therefore their fandom is got a level of purity that mine does not, because God forbid I want fantasy points when Daniel Jones runs in a touchdown against the Vikings.
But that's bullshit though, because those people that take that attitude, I would bet anything you want that if you sat down with five guys who play fantasy and five of the purists who are above it and quizzed them about things, the fantasy players would dust them.
They know
they
way more.
Know more.
Way, right. Way, way more.
Right.
Absolutely
and
true.
And the notion that you can't play fantasy and still put your team winning as priority and to say, well, that hurt me in fantasy, but who gives a fuck? I want the Packers or the Vikings or the Bears to win. That's a joke. They're taking the worst caricature of the fantasy nerd who doesn't care more about his own team and extrapolating that to everybody who plays. That's not the case. It's an exception and a stereotype of anything else.
You got it.
They're
my
sad
man.
People. They're sad people. Like my guy, Andy Paul.
We're better fans.
Podcast said, I don't play fantasy. And he flexed on it too.
But I have a question. So you got these quote unquote purists that Church talks about, which I agree exist. They're watching football on Thursday. They're watching football on Sunday, Sunday night, Monday. So don't tell me you're a purist, because then you're only watching, right? If you're a purist, you're only watching your team. Everybody's watching football. Look at the ratings. Don't tell me you're a purist. Just tell me you're too lazy to go do the research.
Yeah. Well,
there's something to that.
All right. Fantasy football is alive and well. GuillotineLeagues.com is where you go. You can still get into a league. You can still form a league all the way up until when? Thursday night at what time?
Well, all season long. I mean, you know, you've got months to do it. If you start next week after the kickoff of after Sunday, then you'll just play in a league that has a maximum of 17. And, you know, you can always play with less. And the week after that, your maximum will be 16. And the week after that, it'll be 15. So, you know, you can always join Guillotine Leagues even after the season starts. And, you know, there's no reason to deprive yourself. You may as well jump in if you haven't already.
We did that last year. We got week 8.
Yeah, like a reboot.
Right.
For those who had been bumped out early, a reboot.
Yep.
All right. I recommend as a whiskey this Heaven Hill Grain to Glass. Have you
I've seen Heaven Hill. I don't know if I've seen that variation of it, grain to glass.
Yeah.
It's rye. That's their rye. Okay.
Yeah.
Really good.
You like that?
It's good. It's spicy right there. I will be putting forth my Journeyman Whips Whiskey and Corsets, as is the official bourbon of the Zabecast. That'll be my donation this year. What is yours?
I hadn't come up with one
yet. Okay. Haven't come up with one. Charge, what are you putting forth as your tribute to Caesar for our league? Render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
I don't want to be held to this because it's a good bottle, and I've got two that I've been just sitting on, and I don't want to necessarily have to give it up because you can't just go buy it, right? No. I've got some E.H. Taylor that I love, and I don't want to give up.
That's hard to get.
It might depend on when I get knocked out. If I'm bitter and I get knocked out in like week five or something, then yeah,
screwed.
You get what you get.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'm thinking about that. I'll try not to drink it between now and January.
All right, Charge.
We got to get Charge to the big backyard one of these days.
We do.
Look at this place, Charge.
I look at this. Look at the marvel it is. What are the Brewers up right now? Died right now. Okay. Mosquitoes are out. It's dark. It's getting a little bit nippy in the air, but that's Wisconsin here in early September. Charge, we'll see you in the draft in 15 minutes. Thank you for your time, your patience, and as always, your friendship.
Bye-bye, guys.
See you, Charge.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you're putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.